Well, I'm a little bit torn because I don't know if it was an absolute failure or the best Valentine's ever. I can't totally tell.
I'm torn on both.
So let me tell you what happened. Friday, I had something sent to my husband's work. Chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A, and they come in a big heart-shaped tin.
Cute.
Yeah, and they deliver those, you know. And I never heard from him all day, but we had had a, you know, we had had a beef on Thursday night, so I thought, well, but I had already scheduled this delivery and paid for it, so I was like, okay, fine. And it comes with 30 chicken nuggets. And in my mind, it would get delivered. Aaron would be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Eat a couple, maybe share a couple. But at the end of the day, I thought they'd come home, right? So I never hear from him all day Friday. And it tells me the nuggets have been delivered. And I was like, oh, he must really still be mad about last night. Okay, I get it. That's fine. So Friday night, finally, I'm like, so did you get your chicken nuggets today? He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, did you get a delivery of chicken nuggets today in a heart-shaped tin? And he's like, no.
No.
Turns out what happened was they, when I ordered them, I wrote, you know, the school's name. I wrote the school's address. And I just wrote Mr. King on it.
Yeah.
They delivered them to the front office as if Aaron had sent the front office chicken nuggets.
No.
So he's like, I'm like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, so the front office ladies think I sent them a tray, a heart-shaped tray of chicken nuggets from Mr. King. I'm dead. I'm hysterical. I'm like, oh my goodness. And I was like, that's so crazy. Why would they think that? And he was like, well, why would they think I was getting a delivery of 30 chicken nuggets for myself? And I was like, they only came in one size. Like, I don't know. So it, part of me is like, man, what a failure. But then the other part of me is like, oh, that's so nice.
No,
and like the office ladies are now like, oh, Mr. King, he's so nice.
That, no, it's not a failure at all. That's a great story.
Oh, man. It's like I try. I get right to the precipice of greatness
do.
Every time. And every time I take the leap off, like, no, I don't think so.
Carrie, we feel bad. Some you do. You try, but it always sometimes it backfires. So.
Every time.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.